Have you ever wondered what is the meaning behind nightmares and why the same nightmares come again and again? It might feel random, but according to Vedanta, it is not random at all. Nightmares are mirrors of your inner state, the old impressions, karmic seeds, and attachments playing out in the dream world. In this video, I will take you deep into the Vedantic model of karma, of vasanas, samskaras, vrittis, and maya. And I will show you why nightmares come, why they repeat, and what is the reason behind it, and how to overcome it. And by the end, you will discover two powerful practices based on Karma Yoga and Raja Yoga that seekers have used for centuries to overcome these patterns and nightmares to live a new reality. At first, let's cover the hidden system behind nightmares. We can understand all this in this way. Our conscious mind, that is when we are awake, what we are doing is we are generating karma. That is, through every action, we are creating memory and impression at different levels of our being. These impressions of karma go into the deeper levels of the mind, including the subconscious mind. And every impression of karma is stored until we address it, until we learn the lessons, and until we move on and let it go. Like this, as per Vedanta, we have lived thousands of lifetimes and we have generated a lot of karmic memory within our system. And this karma and these karmic patterns, when put together, form samskaras, which are habitual patterns and which are behavioral patterns. You know, we have certain patterns of behavior which is unique to each and every one of us that are samskaras, which is again a result of karma. These are stored deep inside you, whether sweet or bitter, waiting for the right time to surface. Some appear during the day as a thought or as a mood. And a thought is described as a vritti or a movement on the surface level of the mind in Vedanta. So, certain aspect of our samskaras and our karma can appear when we are awake. This can be experienced as a mood that we go through, or it can be experienced as a different thought pattern again. But when we are asleep, when there is no other way for these samskaras and these deep patterns to surface, then they come in the form of nightmares. Think of it like a simple dream simulation. If the memory bank from where the simulation is taking place is filled with tense and dark scenes, then those scenes in the simulation will keep appearing in the new forms. So the problem is not the nightmares or the simulation itself. The problem is what we are feeding our mind with. If you are constantly watching horror movies and news and consuming negativity continuously, then that is what will begin to accumulate at the deeper levels of your being. And just remember, from the Vedantic perspective, to generate bad karma, you do not just have to do bad karma. Even if you look at something which is bad, if you look at a horror movie, if you look at something which is deeply disturbing, even that is karma as per Vedanta. That is mental karma. It is a subtle action. So whatever you do in terms of your physical action and whatever you think and you see in terms of your mental activity, all generate karma and they are creating patterns within you. And these patterns surface themselves as a negative mood during the day and as a nightmare during the night. So this is why, you know, people say, do not look at bad things and do not hear or listen to bad things and do not speak bad things. Because everything has a consequence. Every action has a reaction. Now, modern science describes memory loops and emotional residue in its own terms. But Vedanta is much deeper, as it talks about our previous lifetimes and deeper karmic patterns. So when a nightmare occurs, it is not random. It is not just a bad dream. It indicates something which exists within you as a memory, deep within your subconscious. Now let's come to how to break this pattern, right? And how to overcome this. And I mentioned we will cover two different perspectives here. One is Karma Yoga and another one is Raj Yoga. Karma Yoga gives one of the most practical answers to the problem of recurring nightmares. Now consider a small example. A man takes a debt or a loan from someone and now he does not repay his loan or his debt. So the original person who lent him the loan keeps on calling him and keeps on asking for it. And not just that, he himself remembers that he has taken the loan. So there is a resistance always. There is a memory that is there which needs to be addressed. Now if this person pays back the loan and he settles his account, then he is free from that loan. He no longer thinks about that and no longer the person who had given the loan thinks about him. And karma works the same way. Whenever there is a memory that is created within us, it needs to be addressed. We either need to learn the lesson and move on, or we need to detach and let it go. And Karma Yoga is essentially about letting go and detachment. The more you detach yourself from the external outcomes, from the things that you're doing, and just anchor yourself in consciousness, in presence, and in the present moment, the more you overcome these old patterns, the more you overcome karma, and the more you overcome nightmares. So, Karma Yoga is a powerful tool. It is just an attitude. It is a way of life where you are detached from the outcomes of your action, and you are living in the present, surrendering that outcome to God or the infinite intelligence or whatever you wish to call it. And you're just living a conscious life in the moment. This is very, very powerful. But at the same time, for most of us who are conditioned to think and are conditioned to strongly identify with the outcomes, Karma Yoga might be difficult. So let's look at another option, that is Raja Yoga or meditation. Now, meditation is a very, very powerful phenomenon. And if you have been watching this channel for some time now, and if you are a part of our community, please make meditation a part of your life, at least for 10 minutes a day. It's what we call the awareness meditation within ACS, where you are just witnessing your breath. This is incredibly powerful. And when you begin, initially, there might be resistance. If thoughts come and go, it's fine. But eventually you will get used to it and this will become a very powerful part of your journey. And as you practice meditation every single day, you again create a gap between your karma, your identifications and your consciousness. That is who you actually are. And again, this helps you tremendously to sleep in the right way and to overcome nightmares also. So ultimately, Vedanta shows you a system where nightmares are linked to your impressions, that is your karma and your samskaras. And they are not punishments, but they are reminders of your stored memory and mistaken identity. Knowing this changes how to approach them. And through Karma Yoga, which is detachment, and through meditation, we can overcome this very easily.